information upon himself and everything on the podcast. It's my co-host, Clintus. How are you, Clintus?
I'm good.
Before we get started, listen to us every Friday night at 6:30 p.m. for the Unscripted Wrestling Show. This week we'll be doing the debut of the company retrospective, talking about WCW 96 through 98. And then next Friday, we'll be talking about AEW. And then the week after that is edition of Raw. Do you remember what episode it is?
It's the episode we found out the Rocky Stone Cold's mystery attack. Who ran over Stone Cold?
That's a week. That's in 3 weeks, and then
I
think that was in 2000. And then that was in October 2001, right?
Right.
Yeah, almost the 20th anniversary. I think we're doing it on. And then
right.
A month from now, 4 weeks from now, we'll be doing AEW versus kind of AEW versus WCW company retrospectives, talking about the comparing the two, pros and cons of the two, and all that stuff. And then listen to myself, Doug and Daniel every Saturday about 6 or 7 for an Unscripted Unlimited show. And then every Sunday, Mindy and Daniel do the Scaredy Cat show. And then listen to our buddies on the Mr.com/DirtSheetDudes or Mr.com/HollywoodHangouts. They do the wrestling show every Wednesday night, tomorrow night after AEW. Tomorrow's a big show. It's debut show in New York, the big, Grand Slam, two-part Grand Slam show, and then Rampage is on part two is on Friday, and then Hollywood Hangout every Friday at 9:30 p.m. on Mr.com. And both podcasts can be found on any major podcast platform. So, I think you watched most of the games because I had to work this week, so I watched some. I watched mostly probably the second half of four o'clock games. What do you think about week two?
Yeah. Week two was kind of interesting. I was at the Eagles game Sunday, so I didn't know it was the Eagles game. But I did like see some of the highlights of all around games. I thought there was a good mixture. I mean, the Eagles game was a bit let down to me. I think watching it, the coaching was just horrible. Bad play calling, bad decisions, especially after you have a chance to go up 6-0, you're pitching a shutout in the first half of the Eagles game, and instead of making it 6-0, you decide to go pull the Philly special on fourth and goal. After you hit a 91-yard bomb to Quez Watkins, I think it was at the time. You can't push it into the end zone because you don't want to run it. It's just so typical Philadelphia. Oh, God. Watch, I don't understand why you don't want to run it in all the times. And then you pull the Philly special, trying to, I think, cater to the Philadelphia fans instead of, like, being your own little coach. It's like I was watching Doug Peterson 2.0.
Yeah, I think he got cute. I think he wanted to impress the fans in his first home game. I think he probably got nervous his first home game in front of the Philly faithful. they wanted to impress. Then he got too cute. I think he needs just to coach it like he did in week one. Or was week one an aberration? It was week one a fluke because we played the Atlanta Falcons.
I don't think week one.
We're going to find out Monday night.
I think it was more like he was just trying to cater to the Philadelphia fans. It was everybody. You don't need to cater. Be your coach. Who's to say, I want that Nick Sirianni in Atlanta, not the one trying to oppress the Philadelphia fans, because fans are welcome back in the NFL now. And trust me, the stadium was rocking. But,
I mean.
And then you get that impressive drive, and then you just like, near 4 minutes left, and you automatically just all of a sudden get a rush down there for a touchdown. Like, where was that throughout the whole game? It took me to the fourth quarter to do a drive like that for an easy touchdown.
I mean, hurts that. I mean, I saw a little bit of it. I mean, looking at the stats, they're saying, all right. It looks like it wasn't the reason he lost the game, and mainly the 95% of the coaching. I mean, the defense played good. Unfortunately, the heart and soul of the defense, Brent DG, is out for the season with torn Achilles, so that's unfortunate. Now it's time for Young Guns to step up, Fletcher Cox to step up on defense. He was heart and soul of the team. Even the team, not just the defense. You would agree with that, right? PJ is the heart and soul of the team.
Hey, man. Pressure wise, I don't think he's like the big, I don't even want the best. Not the heart and the soul.
He's definitely one of the leaders.
He's one of the leaders. I feel more like Fletcher Cox.
The heart and soul. Yeah. Him and Fletcher are the heart and soul. Or at least both of their leaders. Both of the veteran leaders. One of only, what do we say, five people left on the Super Bowl team. So, absolutely, they're both the driving force of that defense. So, I mean, from the scores I saw and from the stats I saw, the one that really shocked me was the Raiders. Going into Pittsburgh on a short week, and beating the Steelers in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Did that surprise you too? I mean, I know you didn't see the 1 o'clock games either, so.
Well, yeah, Raiders, that was a shocking. Another thing was a shocking is we also know Carson Wentz is going to be out for a couple of while now.
He's been, is he officially out, or they say he's still questionable? Apparently,
sure,
he's sprained both ankles.
I'm still trying to. I don't know. I gave Carson Wentz love, but after watching these 2 weeks, it's hard for me to believe. I mean, I want to believe that Carson Wentz can go to, like, the 2017 Carson Wentz. And I'm not sure. Maybe it is. Stays true. It is hard to play in Philly. And Philly is kind of like, because now they're talking about they might sign Nick Foles back, and I think if you do that, that's just going to totally just ruin that man's career.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick Foles ruined that man's career once. You don't need to.
I think
to
he played all right. Look at the stats. He played better than last week, right?
Yeah.
They might have won that game if he didn't get injured. But what else impressed you?
Another game I did impress me. I watched what was the Titans and Seahawks.
Yeah.
The game that Derrick Henry put on, man.
In the second half.
Oh, that was the Derrick Henry I was hoping for.
Yep.
Usually we have to
that
wait until like week 8 to see that Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
My man, I didn't think he was going to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, Russell
and how about Aaron Jones last night, too?
Yeah,
we'll talk about that one, but...
Yeah.
The Giants in Washington last Thursday was turned out to be a better game than we thought. 30-29.
The Giants just
had three times
away
to win that game. Huh?
The Giants gave that game away.
Oh yeah, on the silver platter.
And then
beat the Bengals. And Dalton got injured.
It's out. And now everybody's saying Justin Fields. I like Justin Fields. I'm happy he's playing now.
Yeah, and Dalton injured his knee. Did they say how long he's out?
You don't know how long he's out. I haven't read or heard anything about injury reports at all for the last couple of days.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think it was a torn ACL. But I saw somewhere where they said he's still the starter, so it must be sprained or something. And then the Browns beat the Texans.
That's no surprise.
A fairly closer game than I thought.
No surprise. Well, Teddy Bridgewater goes out to and the Brock. No, that wasn't. No, Bridgewater plays for the Broncos. Never mind. But yeah,
the Bills. The Bills just embarrassed the Dolphins, 35-0. After Tua got injured again. Tua. After he got injured, it was downhill for the Dolphins.
And then you have the Patriots blacking up the, I think we battle between the two rookie quarterbacks. The Patriots just slacked up Wilson's and the Jets.
Yeah. Wilson looked like a rookie. Matt Jones just played all right to you. He didn't turn over the ball, so that's good. The Raiders upset the Steelers on a short week. They fly to Pittsburgh and win. The Panthers. This one was a shocker to me, too, because I thought it was going to be more competitive. But was a real Jameis Winston please stand up? Which one did we... is the real Jameis Winston? Week 1 or week 2?
Yeah, I do not know. In 1 week, you're going to get like a start, and I really don't know. What Jameis Winston's up to?
The Broncos and Jags. Broncos went into Jacksonville and beat them. Trevor Lawrence looked like a rookie, too. The Cardinals and Vikings, probably game of the week. No.
Yeah, but
I think the game of the week is the Sunday night game. Cardinals win 34-33.
On a missed field goal, the Vikings had the game on a silver platter, and they couldn't go like capitalize either.
And then, what else? You got the Cowboys beating the Chargers. Titans, as you said, beating the Seahawks in overtime. And then the other game of the week, the Ravens finally beating the Chiefs. Let's face it, the Chiefs choked that game away. It was classic Andy Reid choke game. Sorry, I love Andy Reid, but that was classic.
I didn't see the choke job. I saw. I turned. I wasn't feeling well at all. So I turned the game off, and I said the Chiefs are up 35-21. I said the Chiefs got this. There's no way they're going to allow Baltimore to win. I wake up, and I see that final score. My eyes just really wanted to. I felt like I was looking into a time view mirror. I was about to leave the score.
What happened was the Ravens took the lead. The Chiefs were driving. They were going to get in field goal range. The running back fumbled. What's his name? The rookie from last year.
Kyler.
C-E-H Edwards Hilaire. He fumbled. The Chiefs still have all three timeouts left, so they're about to get the ball back. But John Harbaugh, boldy decision, goes for it on 4th and 1 in Chiefs territory. Keep in mind, they don't make this. Chiefs are in field goal range and they probably win the game. And John Harbaugh is getting crucified the next day. But give it to Lamar Jackson. He gets the first down and that's all she wrote. So, yeah. John Harbaugh might have saved his job for not playing right there. But that's it. Ballsy. Play calling, but it worked.
That's not ballsy play. I think it's more like a statement game. I think it was more about, because I noticed before I turned the game off, how you always talk about how Lamar Jackson is, the Chiefs is Lamar Jackson's kryptonite. I'm like, this is not no superhero, but yeah, we get it. Lamar Jackson never beat the Chiefs, never beat Patrick Mahomes. Cry me a river. Boo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Whoopee-doo. You beat him.
He finally beat him. Monkey off the shoulder.
Okay, you got that monkey off the shoulder. Now, do me something. The Ravens are supposed to be built. Great defense. Special offense. But they never show up when the games matter most. And that's towards the end of the season and playoff time.
Yep.
That's when they seen the choke. So I understand the Ravens are going to be good now. I'm not worried. The Ravens are going to be good in September, October, maybe November. And then they fall apart in December. December or whatnot. So
Chiefs will be fine. The Ravens will be fine. They'll meet again in the playoffs, probably. Then last night, we have Packers and Lions. Lions kept it close for a half, and then they became the Lions. They scored 0 points in the second half, which frustrated the hell out of me, because damn Lions. And then the Packers just took over, and once they took the lead, it was over. Once they took that 21-17 lead, it was over. Aaron Rodgers had a vintage Aaron Rodgers game. He didn't throw for a lot of yards. They didn't throw a lot. He threw it 27 times. He was threw four touchdowns, three of them to Aaron Jones, none to Davante Adams, even though he had a good game. Garnish wise. MBS didn't have anything, which surprised me. He didn't catch anything. Yeah, and it was the Aaron Jones show. Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers show.
Yeah.
So we knew the Packers were gonna come out and in the first half they struggled a little bit, but second half they took over and they won. Any more thoughts on the first on week two? I mean, I don't have much. I haven't seen most of the game, so. But it was a good week too.
Yeah.
My MVP would be Aaron Jones.
Well, I'm going with Derrick Henry.
Yeah, those are two good. Man, fantasy wise, you had those two. You better have one. Let's see, week three. In week three, we have the Panthers and Texans. Texans will be without Tyron Taylor. They're going to be starting the rookie Dennis Mills or whatever. What's his name? Dennis Mills? I don't even know the kid's name.
Yes, that was about right.
It starts with a D. I think it's Dennis or something. But he's going to be starting and not activating Watson because of the investigation. I don't even know what the latest stuff with that, so I don't even know if he's eligible to be activated, so who knows. And the Panthers come in 2-0. Sam Darnold's playing like what he should have played in when he has weapons. Panthers defense is one of the best defenses in football right now. They shut down the Saints and scored 38 on the Packers. So, yeah, the Panthers defense is, I would say that they're top five right now. Especially in fantasy, if you have them in fantasy. Man. If the Texans had Tyron Taylor, or even, I wouldn't say the Texans upset the Panthers, but I think the Panthers go in there and win. I'll say 17-6, something like that. They'll win a low-scoring game, but it won't be competitive.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I don't have much faith in the Texans, especially if you start a rookie quarterback. I don't give them much of a chance. Christian McCaffrey is going to go off. Sam Darnold's going to be Sam Darnold. I was saying, as long as Sam Darnold plays, that defense play like a bet, and Darnold loves to make mistakes, the Panthers are a wild card team.
Yeah. Exactly. So we both have the Panthers. Washington and the Bills. I think the Bills are going to dominate this game, just like they dominated Miami. I'll say they win
24-7. I'll say the Bills will win the game. I don't think it's dominant, but I'll say Washington's defense is not as good as it was last year.
Yeah. And their quarterback play is not as good. I mean,
yeah.
I guess you were right about. I mean, Daniel Jones actually played pretty good last week. Surprised. But that's not here or there. Washington needs a better quarterback. I don't know if he's the guy. What's his name? Huckabee? Not Huckabee. Is it Huckabee?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think he's just a backup.
Yeah, I like him better. Yeah, I enjoyed him and watched him in Penn State. I think he can lead Washington to some close wins. I mean, you gotta realize that dude did go toe to toe with Tom Brady in the play in the wild card game.
He did. He was impressive. There's gonna be growing pains, just like with any rookie quarterback, or he's not even a rookie. He's, apparently, he's like in his fifth year, right?
What? No, that's the second year.
Oh, okay. I thought they made it seem like on TV that he was in his fifth year.
I
think
playoff game as a rookie.
Okay. He was undrafted, right? I mean, if he plays better, I think they can keep the game close. I mean, maybe 24/7 is out there, but we'll see. Maybe they can keep it close. You got the Bears and Browns. Don't know the status of Andy Dalton. If he plays, I think they keep it close. If they don't, I mean, if he plays, I think whoever plays, I think it's gonna be close game. I think if Justin Fields plays, I think the Bears have better chance. So if Justin Fields plays, I'm going to say the Bears win if Justin Fields plays. If he doesn't, I say they lose.
I say a Bears for a close game. And Jarvis Landry, he's out. He's not playing. We don't know the status of Beckham Jr. The Browns, basically, the best weapon is their run game. But I do like... So, I think if the Browns control the ball, Browns will win. But something tells me Justin Fields is going to go out there to prove why he should be one of the top rookies this year if he starts this Sunday and beat the Browns and beat Cleveland.
And he's returning to Ohio, so kind of, not homecoming, but it's like kind of like a homecoming because he played there. So, if Justin Fields plays, I think the Bears going to keep him in beat. Ravens and Lions. I mean, the Lions didn't show much besides the first half last night. Ravens... coming off that huge win at home, is this a letdown spot? Possible letdown spot?
I'm going Ravens win this game easily.
Yeah, I'm saying the Ravens. I say they win 31-14. But it could also be in that down spot, but I don't think the Ravens are that kind of team. They already had their letdown against the Raiders. Colts and Titans. I think Carson's still questionable. I'm not sure. I have to check that. But I think if Carson plays, they could actually win this game. If they're desperate. They need a win. And the Titans are coming off a big win against Seattle on the road. And this smells like a letdown spot if the Colts have Carson. But if they don't, I see the Titans win a close one. Probably like 17-16. I say both defenses.
I say this Titans got this in the bag. Easy win for the Titans.
Yeah. I don't think Carson's going to play it. So, I think the Titans. Chargers and Chiefs. This is interesting. Chiefs are coming up and big loss against Ravens. They're going to come out at home against a division rival. the Chargers are coming off a close win against the Cowboys at home, too. They're both coming in angry, the way they both lost. They both gave up the lead. So I think the Chiefs, because they're at home, and they're the better team, I think they win. I think they win 24-17.
Chiefs will win this one. They need to find a way to make a spotting game to make a statement that they are who they are, the king of the AFC. I believe Andy Reid can do that.
Yeah. This is a typical bounce back spot for the Andy Reid and the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes. Just like last night, you don't want to upset Aaron Rodgers. You don't want to piss off. You don't want to piss off Patrick Mahomes. Saints and Patriots, this is interesting. Two teams that don't have their former great quarterbacks. Yeah, Jameis Winston versus Mac Jones. I think the Saints bounce back here. I think they win 27-21.
Yeah, so we're talking the Saints are going in for another Tampa Bay 2019 type of season. And unless we're going to have a good Jameis Winston this time.
Yeah. And I think Mac Jones is going to struggle against that Saints defense. Battle of 0-2s, Atlanta Falcons and those New York football Giants. Will the Giants get their first win?
I'm going, no, they will not. I'm going with the Falcons. I think the Falcons have a better team than the Giants.
Yeah, I was going that way too, so I'm going to go with the Falcons too. I'm going to say 26-17. 27-17. And then you got the Bengals and Steelers. Both teams coming off losses. I think this is the Steelers get right spot. I think Najee Harris has a breakout game here. I think the Steelers roll 34-17.
I don't think so. I don't think the Steelers. This is not the Steelers. So I think it's time. I know people are probably going to hate, but I think it's time for Big Ben to go. Then it's time for the Steelers to find a new quarterback.
Yeah, it's probably Haskins.
You need to go in the draft. You need to start scouting, looking at quarterbacks, because Big Ben, he don't have it no more. I don't think he has what it takes to lead the Steelers to where they need to be or make them as good as they want to be. They should be.
Yeah. They should have beat the Raiders last week. They shouldn't let some team like the Raiders come in. And that's not – and the Raiders are so far the most surprising team. Beating both the Ravens and Steelers on back-to-back weeks, on a short week.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive. You got the Cardinals and Jags. We both know we're going to win that. Cardinals. Easily.
Yeah.
I mean, like 35-14. Dolphins and Raiders. This is a letdown spot for me for the Raiders. Raiders are coming back home. The Dolphins are desperate. Raiders are flying high. They're coming off two big wins. Everybody's going to pick the Raiders because the Dolphins are flying cross-country from Miami. The long trip. I think the Dolphins win here. I'm upset.
Dolphins are not going to win. No tour, no win for Dolphins fans. Sorry.
It smells like an upset. It smells like nobody's going to pick the Dolphins.
Okay.
We'll come. Next week we'll come on here and see. I smell an upset. Cody's gonna hate me for picking the Dolphins again, but but I think the Dolphins can win.
Oh. Next.
And the line's only 3.5. That tells me that's a fishy line to me. We'll see. The game of the week to the game. Maybe the game of the year. Preview of the NFC Championship game. Possibly. Buccaneers and Rams. Tom Brady versus Matthew Stafford. Can that Rams defense stop Tom Brady in that high-powered offense? No. I think Tampa Brady's going to come in here, make a statement. I think Tom Brady's going to have another great game. Tom Brady looks like a 24-year-old out there. Rob Gronkowski looks like a 24-year-old out there. Tampa Bay team has looked like they haven't lost a touch since last season. They're just flying high right now. I think the Buccaneers actually going to LA and winning the blowout. I'll say that right now. I'll say 38-17.
I think it'll be a close game. You're giving up on the Rams, too. This is going to be a good game. And the last time I checked, the Rams beat Tampa Bay last year. And then I think the Rams will do it again.
Okay, yeah. I think it's going to be a closer game than I just said. But I think Tampa Bay's going to win. What's the line? Lions only, Tampa Bay's a 1-point favorite. I might even take the Rams here to bet on because right now the Rams are an underdog at home. So that's a good money. That's a good money spot to take them. If you think the Rams are going to win, I would bet on the Rams. But right now they're the underdog. That's a good underdog spot to bet on. Underdog to bet on. Seahawks, another good game. Seahawks and Vikings. The Vikings finally have a home game. 0-2. This is a desperate Vikings team. They can't afford to go 0-3. I'm going to say the Vikings win in a close game. 31-27, I mean.
I think the Seahawks will win this. Like Russell Wilson is going to have another, I think, 4-touchdown game.
Are you think the Vikings playing 0-3?
Yep.
Does that play, what's his name on the hot seat? What's your coach's name? Guy's name?
Zimmer?
Huh?
Yeah. So yes, it does. But it's a long season, so.
Yeah, it's true. It's an extra game, too. And then, yeah, the Vikings are another underdog spot at home. That's another underdog you can take. They're a betting guy, betting person. Throw a few bucks on the Rams and Vikings parlay. Who knows? And then the Sunday night football game. Packers and 49ers. The 49ers own... Don't the 49ers own the Packers or is it the other way around?
49ers own the Packers and San Fran. I think. And it's going to happen again. I think the 49ers... Aaron Rodgers will have another cute job in San Fran.
Yeah, I think San Francisco actually probably wins by double digit.
Yeah.
I would say 31-21. Aaron Rodgers returns home. And he's from Cali. I think he's from San Francisco. From that area.
Yeah. Yeah, around there. Yeah.
And finally, the encore of the Week 3, our Philadelphia Eagles versus the Dallas Cleveland Cowboys. I'll let you start here, Rosman.
I don't know. It's so hard. I mean, if you would ask me this, I would have said the Eagles would have wiped the floor with the Cowboys, but coaching-wise, Eagles, I think our offense can mop the mollywop their defense of the Cowboys. I think the Eagles can win a shootout in Dallas, especially on Monday night. Dallas home opener, best way to open up AT&T Stadium. I say Eagles win.
Yeah, everybody's going to be on the Cowboys. It's Monday night in Dallas, Jerry Jones World. I'm with you right there. But just thinking about it, everybody, the whole public's going to be on the Cowboys because they're at home, and the Eagles weren't impressive against the 49ers. The Cowboys beat the Chargers. They looked impressive against the Buccaneers. Everybody's going to love Cowboys here. I think it's going to be a shootout, too. I'm going to say 45-35 Eagles. I know, that's a high-scoring game. Really high-scoring game. But I think this could be Hurst's coming out party on Monday night. Spotlight's on him. Spotlight's on this game. Entire country is going to be watching this game. Sorry, Vince McMahon. But this game is going to be probably one of the highest rated games of the year on Monday Night Football. I think Prescott and Hurts are going to put on the show this week. And why can't Miles Sanders have a good day? He just went in on Sunday. So
yes, he did.
He's due for a good game. And Devontae, and maybe Rager. Maybe this is Jalen Rager, Jalen Rager and Hurts show on Monday night. We'll see Jalen Rager maybe have a breakout game. I'll call it right now. 5 catches, 122 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Jalen. I'll call that right now. I'll be bald. It's going to be the Jalen show on Monday Night Football this week. You have anything else, Tyler? Any final thoughts for this week or last two, or week 2?
No, I don't have any final thoughts.
Yeah, it's going to be a good week 3. There's some good games. There's a lot of intriguing games this week. As we talked about, Colts, Titans, Chargers, Chiefs. Did we talk about Jets and Broncos? Oh, we missed that one. I say the Broncos win that one.
Yeah, the Broncos will win.
I think we missed that. Yeah, the Broncos will win. Buccaneers, Rams, Seahawks, Vikings, Packers, Niners, Eagles, Cowboys to finish it off. This is a loaded week 3. Just like tomorrow is a loaded card. Are you working tomorrow night?
Well, I'm not working tomorrow night.
So, yeah. Grand Slam's gonna be gonna be amazing. It's gonna be an amazing card to see a wrestling show at a tennis court. That's gonna be interesting. Over 19,000 people are gonna be in attendance. That place is gonna be rocking tomorrow. I can't wait for that show. So for me and Clintus, this was the NFL Hard Hit Show. Thank you, Clintus, as always. We'll see you guys next week. And Mm-hmm. And tune in to us on Friday night at 6:30 with me, Stevie, Dennis, Doug, and Daniel for the company retrospective of WCW 96 to 98, and that should be an interesting show talking about WCW and that era, 96 to 98. I'm gonna be watching some pay per view within the next few days, so this should be interesting. Thank you, guys. Later, Clemens.
Later.